Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Two men smuggling pot into Canada from the United States. Why does this make them dumb?
Why?
Ooh,
why?
Weed is legal in Canada.
I was going to say, don't they usually go the other way?
Right.
Go
the other way.
Their GPS is messed
up? Wrong way.
We're doing something wrong here, I feel, eh?
If the sun rises in the east and we're going north.
Aw, so damn it!
So we're taking pot and we're bringing it to...
Man, we're going to make a ton of money in Canada on this stuff.
Yep.
They don't know what they're in for.
Live like kings, eh?
36-year-old Jason Smith, 66-year-old Robbie Smith. I give you the names because they're father and son, right?
Oh, the Smith family.
Yeah, so the dumb family, yes.
Right. Smith family.
Of course it's Smith.
Of course, yeah. Right.
I just... John and Joe
right.
Smith.
Right. Well, last year the Doe family did it.
Yes.
I just texted young Chaz. He has a great crossing the Canadian border story.
Oh,
He's probably still sleeping, but he was...
Oh, I thought you were going to say he's probably still there. I was like, wow, that is a great story.
He was pledging for a fraternity, and part of it was to go just drive to Canada and come back.
Oh.
Right? Okay. So they get in the car, which I was paying for. It was on lease
right.
and mileage. Anyway.
Oops.
So they're driving there, and... It was just to go to the Canadian border, not to cross, but they got in the wrong lane or something.
Oh, so they had to cross, yeah.
And everyone starts saying, all right, does anyone have any weed? Let's, you know, get rid of it.
Right.
And then, of course, there was one person who still had weed. Logan.
Oh.
Logan.
It's always
that.
It's always Logan.
It's always Logan.
Right. Logan with his partner, Rex.
Chaz and Logan are best friends, and it's always Logan.
Logan!
All right, but he tells the story. We'll have him on sometime and tell him.
Cool.
All right, next story. Radio host has a million explanations as to why he can't speak.
Ling, 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 ling.
I'd love to ring the bell, but I don't know what's wrong with it. I think the clapper busted.
This is something Ashley seized upon during the police song.
AJ, I love you, but... You give the silliest excuses as to why you can't speak. Like,
how many can we name?
Nasal spray.
I'm not standing at the right angle. The fan was on.
Can't sleep. Like, slept too much.
Well, you people are here.
Spray. Ambulance.
You people are here.
I need to get water. I need to get coffee.
I'm trying to quell my
trigger. I had too much coffee.
I'm trying to quell my road rage.
I couldn't get my medication yesterday because of these idiots in Walmart.
My earphones are not on right. It's just so funny.
The goddamn fire truck was going through like, couldn't sleep all night.
Like, I'm excusing the
book. The best part is you have no idea what I'm thinking right now.
I'm sure I have some idea, yes. Doesn't work.
Does it sound like this?
Yeah, when they fired a torpedo tube, yes, he still had it on his hand.
No, wait a minute. He's kidding.
He's setting up the clown.
Die!
Yeah.
Die!
Like, sorry, I was standing at a 10-degree angle, but I really meant to stand at a 45-degree angle.
What was he said during the police song? He said something like, I'm sitting down now. You guys speak right when you sit down.
This is my cool-off period. This is what I do now.
My cool.
I can talk now because I'm sitting down. Like, you can't talk standing up. It's so funny.
Do you know what STFO stands for?
AJ, I love you.
The stamp are blah, blah, blah.
I just don't know why. You need the perfect conditions to be able to talk.
I'm sorry if you folks would shut up and get words out.
And when the moon is right.
And when so Ashley's not even in the...
When the moon is right.
And when the lighting is right. The lighting has to be right.
When the moon is right, AJ can speak.
Yes. That moon will never happen here.
When AJ's in the monkey, or when Ashley's in the monkey cage with AJ, usually it's like, well, she was distracting me. I couldn't get ready. And now there's no one in there. So it's like, well, the fan was on. My headphones were crooked.
Nasal spray. The sitting down one struck me. That's interesting.
So you guys doing good?
Who's the worst?
It's the Chaz and AJ Loser of the Week.
Or winner.
Could be.
1-877-764-2535. Could be someone in the news, someone that annoys you.
Right.
Someone who cut you off in traffic. I'm going to go with Shirley Temple. We were talking about Shirley Temple in Fun Fact Friday.
Yep.
Apparently, she always had 56 hairpins in her head.
Psychotic, yeah.
Pin curls.
In what?
Pin curls.
Pin curls.
The kind of curl, yeah.
Yeah. Like curly fries.
56.
56.
That was her number.
Right.
How old was she when she was in those movies?
37.
No.
She's really short.
She was born in 28.
Mommy to smoke.
She passed in 2014.
Wow.
She was the number one box office draw as a child actress from 1935 to 1938.
Well, they had like five people
so
who acted
back
then.
3 years where she was the hottest thing
yep.
in terms of kids she, in a movie.
Paparazzi and all my
get me Shirley Temple.
All right. Hey, man.
We have a movie with a kid in it. Get me Shirley Temple.
I'll get him, chief.
She appeared in 29 films from the ages of 3 to 10. And then
Three to 10?
Yep. And
then she was done, washed up at 10.
And another 14 films from the ages of 14 to 21.
So she took a four-year break?
Wow.
Yeah. She retired at 22.
That's amazing. That's a career.
Right. Yep.
Done.
And then she came back for a short little run in acting again in 58. And then she stopped acting altogether. And then in 69, she started her career as a diplomat. Actually, very successful.
Did she like tap dance and sing at like various things?
I have a feeling if you look into her backstory, she didn't make any money. Her parents probably took it all.
Her each episode, I think, was only filmed with a $200,000 budget.
$200,000?
I wish she made like $200.
Back in the day.
She was born in 28, so like
but that's not her money. That's what the movie
that's
was
the
made.
Budget.
No, I get it. But that's a lot of money.
I thought
for back
so, too.
Then.
You could buy
high.
A house for like $5.
Yeah, say it, man.
It doesn't seem right. It's got to be $200,000 in today's money. No?
I don't think so.
All right.
I've seen those
some
movies.
Weirdo parent story in there.
I've seen those movies.
That kid is the poster kid for the stage mom. Somewhere behind Shirley Temple is the original stage mom. Right?
I would think yes.
Be.
Some kids are just cute. They're just cute because they're cute.
Right. Just born cute.
This is a kid that was just pouring it on. See, you ever have a dessert that's just so sweet you can't eat it?
Yep.
That's what that is.
It's exactly.
They pour too much cute.
Like right.
She could have just been on the screen just singing and acting and be like, oh, she's cute.
Right, but no.
No.
Gotta have the curls.
Oh, make the little face at the camera.
Right.
Put
yeah, the little
hand
pouty
on your
thing.
Chin and tilt your head.
Right, right, right. At Ugh. Some point, even diabetics couldn't look at her.
Ugh.
Yep, that's how bad it was.
She was so
too
cute.
Sweet.
I loved it. I watched a lot of Shirley Temple as a young girl.
Yeah, we can tell.
On the gold ship. That's our biggest hit, right?
Lollipop.
What was this movie about?
A good ship named Lollipop.
Seriously?
Was it really?
And you watch these things, really? That's your synopsis?
I think so.
So what would be the plot of the whole movie is she's trying to get on the ship?
This was a long time ago. I watched this.
Oh, brother. Ashley, you're a big fan and know nothing about her. Biggest movie.
It's nostalgic. I watched it as a little girl.
When you and your friends were young, did you play a game called Hold Your Breath for more than 6 minutes?
Maybe some Shirley Temple movies would do you good,
AJ. The plastic bag on your head.
Right.
I can do this. Which grandmother? From which side? Your mom or your dad's?
My mom's.
Oh. Nice. So she has to poop.
Ugh.
She sounds constipated, doesn't she?
I'm going to play the end of this. Imagine being the adult here in this song.
Backing Shirley Temple, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you put in your resume? I backed Shirley Temple?
It's like your whole life.
Right.
You've been
waiting for that moment.
Working on your vocals.
Right. And some cute spring hair.
Oh, no. She's doing lead.
Right.
They're pin curls, AJ.
Yeah. The koosh ball with legs. Yeah.
What?
What?
But I am a trained actor. I am an actor. I shall not follow Shirley Temple.
All right, let's go around the room here. Wait, I got to take six first.
Uh-oh.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
I don't have a good feeling about this.
Flo?
Hello?
Hello, Flo. What do you know?
Hello,
Flo.
What does Flo know?
All right, we're going to have the hurricane. Flo Hurricane.
Oh, Hurricane Flo.
Listen, Shirley Temple was 13 days younger than I was.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
But yeah, mother took all the money.
Yeah, I figured
and
that.
She, those curls, we used to call those kibasi curls.
Kibasi, nice. In the Polish community, that's big.
See, I
nice.
That makes
I know she was married, but I can't remember the name of the man she was married to.
Yeah.
No.
She had a couple spouses, John Ager and Charles Alden Black.
Oh, we have three names.
She was a very nice person.
Flo,
very
you remember
nice.
When she was hot at the box office, would you go see her movies?
Well, let me say, it was a depression time, and we didn't have money to go see a movie.
Oh.
Back then, we acted in the
paper
streets.
Paper girls and paper boys. That's all we were.
It's back when you were cooking your shoes for dinner.
Yelling, extra, extra. Read all about it.
Yeah, but she was a very nice person.
Aww.
She was cute. We called her Dimples, too.
Yeah,
oh,
Dimples.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Dimples.
So what? I'm going way back. I'm going back when Hoover was the president.
Yeah, now it's a vacuum.
How old are you now?
Sure. I'm 92.
92.
Yeah, well, 92. Yep. God bless you.
Yeah.
You know, I'll listen to...
I remember the oldies. If these people think that this is bad, they should have been living in depression time. It was so bad that the banks went bankrupt. And the people thought that they would have their money to get food for their family. Found out the money was gone.
Right.
They broke the windows. They broke the doors. They were going after the bankers and the workers, and they were trying to choke them.
Right.
It was bad.
Can I make them food instead? I'm going to feed my family with you.
Yeah, there's some images from that time where you just see families out in the street, like, cooking over a barrel or whatever.
Right.
Can
afford a barrel, yeah.
I told you when I was 5 years old, I ate sand. And I also ate sour grass.
That's where sandwich came from.
I'm thinking the sour grass is better than the...
Yes,
that was a salad. That was a side salad.
I didn't know that in that sand, there was a tapeworm, a baby.
Oh, no.
And
no.
I ate it. It grew in my...
It grew in your stomach?
Oh, yeah. It was about 2.5 feet long.
Right. Then they pulled that and had it for turkey dinner.
It was like alien.
That
it popped through
so
your stomach?
Painful.
Yeah.
How did you get that out?
That's why I said people don't believe it, but it happened.
How did you get that out?
And like I said, I was remembering we had a potty chair because I was too small.
I remember
that. I was so skinny that if a fly sat on me, I'd fall down.
Oh, boy.
The toilet was outside, and the opening was too big. I would have fallen in, so I was the one with the potty chair.
Gotcha.
And I remember my mother ironing, and I was sitting on it, and I said to my mother, Ma, something's wrong. Something's wiggling, and I don't know what it is.
Oh, that's horrifying.
My mother,
there goes breakfast.
At that time, she came to look, and she went for milk, and she heated up the milk,
not
put it
again.
In the pot, slid it back in there, and all of a sudden it came out.
I will not.
I don't know how she did it. She couldn't read it.
Here it is.
Oh. Well, I'm not eating the rest of today. Yeah, I was going to have sausage, that's out.
String cheese, gone.
Yeah, I'm going to drink water today.
Wow.
I'm going to have martinis all day.
You're a very talented taker.
3 o'clock, martini.
All I could say is I would like to put the loser of the week with the Pelosi and the Democratic Party.
There you go, see?
I don't like getting political.
There's a whole lead up there.
Because it's Friday, and we want to, this is the time we can all come together, have a beer.
Sunday is just like the other.
I got to tell you, though, here's the lesson listening to Flo,
mm-hmm.
right? For younger folks, when you walk past a statue, it could be a lot worse, right?
Yeah.
Could have lived through the Depression.
Yes.
Could have lost, your family could have lost everything.
Right.
The reason why people stuck money in the mattress and in the walls was because of this time.
Right.
The banks just went done.
Yeah, and just all that money gone.
You know, lived through World War II.
No insurance.
Vietnam.
Right.
Like, just crisis after crisis. So when you walk past the statue, just look the other way, okay?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Keep moving.
Shut up.
Yeah. Shut up, yo. Mass, hey, you could have had a 2.5-foot tapeworm.
Oh.
Mass, hey.
I will not eat today.
Let's say one more thing about this virus.
Yes.
Why is it you have to wear masks and gloves, yet they have protesters, but they don't have to do anything, just walk around and do damage?
Not fair.
Where the hell is the government? Where are the Democrats? Why aren't they saying something? Because I know the whole thing behind, who is behind this whole thing? Somebody with a lot of money and is worth $8 billion.
Mm.
So who do you think is paying all these people?
Yeah. Flo, I listen to our sister station periodically, WICC, mm-hmm. and I'll hear your voice. I'm like, there she is.
Yep. She's a commentator.
Flo, I know Flo.
Yeah, let it flow, Flo.
Yes, hey. Flo. All right, we love you, Flo.
Okay, you guys have a good day.
You too. Thank you so much.
You too.
We got on this Shirley Temple thing.
Yes, we did. Never got off.
No.
Poor Shirley Temple. She's been dead for 6 years,
yep.
and all of a sudden we're piling on her.
Hey, it's free press.
No, I love Shirley Temple.
There's no bad press.
I like the drink, too.
We're still talking about her.
Sean in Oakville.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey,
hello to you.
Hey, loser of the week, Shirley Temple.
All right.
Why?
We have a leader.
Why?
Why not?
Just a bug, Ashley.
Oh, just a bug, Ashley.
There you go. See, is this Eric? Is this Eric Ashley? Oh.
We're going to give her a Rashley.
Happy landing on a chocolate bar.
She's so cute.
No, she ain't.
No, she's the opposite.
Yeah.
There are cute kids, but...
she ain't it.
She's acting cute, which is so annoying.
Yeah.
So annoying.
And she sings like she's living something.
The dance that she does during that song reminds me of the Munchkins in Munchkin Land.
Oh, yeah.
How they're going back and forth.
Yep.
Have you seen her tap dance, though?
No.
Very talented tap dancer.
Yeah,
she, like, tap dance at the top of tables and stuff.
She just had to pee.
No, she's a very, very talented tap dancer.
Okay, here's an idea. Just move on to, like, modern days now.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Shirley Temple.
Actually, the floor is really slippery. She's just trying to get her footing.
Slipping out of banana.
No, the good ship Lollipop was rocking in the water.
Exactly. Right. Right. Trying to keep from falling over.
She didn't have a life jacket on.
Right, right.
But that hair, that kept her afloat.
It did. They saw it from a passing ship, too.
Yeah.
What's that springy thing in the water?
It was so buoyant.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. We were talking about, so Flo calls in. She's 92.
Yep.
Great call with her, putting things in perspective.
Right.
There was the depression. She lived through it all.
Yep.
So this is just so stupid that, you know, statues and whatnot, right? So I hear her call in periodically to our sister station, WICC. Now, Andrew Krause, former intern of this show, is now a big superstar in the building.
Yes.
Does traffic. You hear his voice all the time doing commercials. He's fronting board now, control board, for Lisa Wexler.
Mm-hmm. Who's broadcasting from home.
Right.
Yeah.
And something happened.
Well, he sends me an email, and the whole... there's no explanation. The title of the email is just, "This has been ongoing, dot, dot." And then there's an attached sound file. I'm like, oh, no. And then this is what I hear when I open it.
Controls and conditioning in terms of being kinder to other people. Hold on. Hold on. There's a chipmunk eating my tomato. Hold on, everybody. Get out of my garden. Get out of my garden. That little chipmunk was... it ate my tomato. I've been waiting for that tomato for how many months now? That particular tomato got a chipmunk in my garden. Do you know what I can do about it? 2-2-2-0-3-2-2. I don't want pesticides. I don't want to kill anybody. What can I do about the chipmunks in my garden? Got any ideas for me?
It sounds like
it's
there's more than a something more than a chipmunk problem going on there.
I have chipmunks in my garden.
Is this a metaphor for something else?
That tomato? That particular
that
tomato?
That particular tomato. Right.
You know how long I've been waiting for that tomato?
I love her so much.
I should have picked that tomato.
I feel like she's got the broom against the, the door.
Yeah, she's tapped.
Hold on. Hold on.
Hold on. There's a chipmunk eating my tomato. Hold on, everybody. Get out of my garden.
That's her.
Get out of my garden.
She's taking a tap shoe and she's hitting the floor with it.
We have to send this off to whoever. This is a network. This is an internet. This is a viral clip.
Yes, it is.
And the way that Andrew sent it to me was the best possible. Like, if he gave me a whole description, there's no way it would have had the same impact.
No, no, it's got to be surprised.
This has been ongoing.
Got to be surprised.
So there's 6 more minutes of this that exists somewhere in the universe.
Right.
Wow. There's a chipmunk in my garden.
That little chipmunk was... it ate my tomato.
It ate my tomato.
Oh, I love her.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh.
Imagine just flipping through the dial.
And all of a sudden you hear that.
What is happening?
Right.
Yeah, imagine if you tune at this point.
Besides, I don't want to kill anybody. What can I do about the chipmunks in my garden?
She sounds kind of like a chipmunk, actually.
Oh, man.
What about that chipmunk? Right. Oh, wow, look at tomato.
Right. Hell's wrong with her.
Hold on, everybody. Get out of my garden.
That's your problem.
Get out of my garden.
Hold on.
Oh, your garden is your garden over here.
AJ, you're the chipmunk.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, my God, look at this tomato.
No, you don't sound like AJ. It's not a chipmunk with AJ.
Okay, how about this, okay?
Yeah, right.
Okay,
you got to do that. Yes,
oh my God,
thank
you. Oh, my God, great tomato.
Hold on, everybody. Get out of my garden.
What the hell is your problem?
Get out of my garden.
And you get out of the freaking garden.
Chipmunk was, it ate my tomato.
And I did, and it's tasty, too.
I've been waiting for that tomato for how many months now?
You sound like me.
That particular tomato?
Yeah, well, I wanted it, too. I've been looking at the whole thing, too.
Picturing a chipmunk with Joe Pesci's head.
Hey, you got a problem with this tomato over here? I'm going to have it, too.
What can I do about the chipmunks in my garden?
What can I do about you?
Got any ideas for me?
I got an idea. Why don't you get out of here? Oh, my clown, I muse. You get out of here.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Just the dejection right here.
It ate my tomato.
There's a chipmunk in my garden.
It ate my tomato.
Sounds like a children's book, doesn't it?
Wow. That is fantastic. Well, Paul Bond, comedian from Long Island. Hey, Paul. How you been?
How are you guys?
Good. And you?
I'm hanging in there, you know. I'm not working because of the damn thing, but I'm working, you know. I'm trying to keep my spirits up, you know.
You know what I love about Paul? Not only is he funny, but he has a kind heart, and he's a big animal rescue person.
Yep.
Yeah.
Specifically, kitty cats.
Take care of cats.
Yes. I got a kitty cat in my garden.
Yeah. eat my chipmunk.
Right.
Got a cat in my garden.
Oh, there you go, Paul. Give Lisa one of your cats.
Oh, that's great.
Now take care of the chipmunk.
Nice little outdoor cat.
Now, you know, someone has to call our show today.
Okay.
Like we all have to call that show. Hey, I got an idea for you. Get rid of that chipmunk in the garden.
I'll call the chipmunk. Got a problem with me?
Thanks for the tomato. I'm coming back for the zucchini.
That's right. Do the voice of the chipmunk.
I'm making a salad over here.
Hello, chipmunk, line 3. Yes?
Yeah, I love your tomato.
Hey, you got any radishes?
Right.
I want some beets.
I want some green beets. Any green beets or carrots?
Got to have Trapper Don.
I wanted a Kumano. She gave me a tomato. Well, right. I miss you guys.
Miss you, man.
We miss you, too.
Miss you, too, man.
You're going to work on that parody song for us. We don't know what song to put it to.
Hmm.
Wicked Garden, Stone Temple Pilots.
Right.
Eh.
It'll be something. It would be something that she answers me as I'm singing.
Right. Right. It's got to be like an old-time song, right?
Get
Right. Back in the day.
I don't know why, but what's in my head is a Beatles song. There's a chipmunk in my garden.
Right. I keep thinking of the Empty Garden song by Elton John.
I don't know why that's what
chipmunk in my garden.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, the Empty Garden.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right. What do you do out there?
Eating my tomato
now.
Eating my tomato plant.
Get out of there.
Okay.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
And it's funny, Sting came up earlier. So there's probably two big Google searches today that people don't understand.
Hey, really? What's
Shirley
going on?
Temple and Young Sting.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Did you know that Sting doesn't wear deodorant? And it was at one radio station where they go, well, there goes Stunk.
I used to call him Stink when I did the night show.
Right.
Yeah, Stink. Yeah,
Stink.
Stink. He doesn't wear deodorant.
Right. Stank.
Right.
He makes up for his with his tantric sex, whatever the hell that is.
Right.
All right. So, yeah, we could do do-do-do, da-da-da. What else?
Yes.
Other songs?
Yeah.
There's Octopus's songs. Garden.
Right.
Chipmunk in my garden.
Which one is that?
Another police song.
Message in a bottle.
Right. Chipmunk in my garden.
Can you do Sting's voice?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little high, but I can probably pull it off.
Let's hear it.
He's like, now?
You know what's sad? I just thought I did.
So anyway. That was it. You didn't get it? You didn't get it?
Okay, yeah, no, that was great.
Well, Paul, I closed my eyes. I saw him.
Sounded just like him.
Unbelievable. The best.
Ah, what?
You know what's funny is my friend Richie Birdie does a sting thing. He goes, "This is sting if you had a slippery driveway." And he goes, "Rock salt. You don't have to slip on the wet ice."
Ashley's making a face right now.
I'm not a sting fan.
Ashley's not a sting fan.
No. Unless they have mouse ears, not interested.
It's all about
That's
Ashley.
That's not true.
Yeah, we need that. It's all about Ashley.
Right. What else? Yeah. What else can you...
We'll figure out something.
Garden, Chipmunk. Right.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah.
What song?
Hey, little chipmunk in my garden. You know, like...
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like that right, one. Right. That one's good.
What do I do to get him out of them? He's a pain in the ass.
See him run through my grass.
That's a stick song. Hey, little girl. Right. Daddy home.
It is. Hello? Yep.
Chipmunk, bring my tomato back to me.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yeah. All right. That'll be fun. Can we play that clip one more time?
I'll look up everything like old Louis Prima, stuff like that. Yeah. Everything that's really classic, you know?
Yeah. All right, here's the clip.
Controls and conditioning in terms of being kinder to other people. Hold on. Hold on. There's a chipmunk eating my tomato. Hold on, everybody. Get out of my garden.
You know what would be funnier?
Get out of my garden.
You replace the banging on the window with a gun.
Right.
Bang, 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 bang. Get out of my garden. Right. Bang, 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 right. Bang, bang. Get out of my garden.
Like a large caliber gun. And like a howitzer.
Right. Boom, 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 boom. Get out of my garden, Steve. Right. Boom.
Right.
Kind of sounds like the percussion part of the intro to the Terminator theme.
Right.
Get out of
here. Yes! Dun, dun, yes! Dun, 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 you gotta sync that up.
Right.
Dun.
When it comes to the chipmunks, she's right. The Terminator. She's after the garden.
How about that song, I Can, In the Air Tonight, Phil Collins, and that drum part goes,
right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right.
Yes.
I can see
I can
that
see it in the
chipmunk
garden.
In the garden tonight. Tonight. Oh, no.
Yes, do that.
I've been waiting for this tomato for all my life. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Can't you see it eating all my plants tonight?
That's great.
Oh, no.
Right. All right, Paul, we do have to go. We screwed up here, but had a lot of fun doing it. Where can we go to help you with your kitties?
Oh, actually, you can go to my Facebook page and Facebook message me, and I'll tell you the info. It's really that simple.
All right, we'll link up to all things Paul Bond, super comedian and super big heart with the kiddies. TikTok mom in trouble for talking about spanking her kid.
Is this a metaphor or what?
I don't think so.
Okay, no. Just checking.
Let's play the clip and then we'll comment.
This is a baby, but guess what? She has a big sister. Can you see her? Can you say hi?
Hi.
Boy, that was not a hi.
No, that sounded high though.
That's Ashley saying hi tomorrow morning at 2 in the morning.
And then you hear
Ashley, can you say hi?
Then you hear a thump.
Sounds right.
Then you hear a thump.
Did you just drool?
Yeah.
She is a baby.
Right.
Do you need a bib baby?
Wow.
Spit happens.
You should see me last weekend. It was bad.
Dang.
Yeah, you're still getting over it, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that's her.
Yep.
All right.
Hi. And sometimes she deliberately disobeys, and so guess what? She gets her butt spanked. But not all the time, only when it's necessary. A lot of the times, she does listen, and she will obey. But I'm not going to raise my kids to be little buttholes. That's basically what it comes down to.
Smack the buttholes.
There you go.
Have a good day.
Right.
Not going to be buttholes.
Sometimes,
have a good day.
Sometimes daddy acts up also when he gets spanked.
Have a good day.
You too.
I don't like her voice.
No, I hate it.
I don't like her.
Why?
She has nearly 300,000 followers on TikTok.
She don't need us.
Have a good day.
Is she hot?
She has to be.
That's the only way.
That's the only way you get following.
It's the only way you put up with a voice like that.
Maybe
have a good day.
Maybe it's informative. Maybe she has informative tips.
Like spanking children?
Exactly, right.
Or babies.
Exactly right.
With
right.
a P.
Hi.
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 Maybe it's a cooking show.
Kim and Dale?
That's the best part.
Right.
Hi.
How are those brownies? Yeah. Yeah, potent, very potent. So is a martini good for you? Okay, we're good.
Anyone see my Patron?
Another shot?
Keep going. I'm trying to find a sound bite.
Go ahead, Ashley. Give us one.
Yeah, thanks. Right now, Ashley is.
This is a baby.
Oh,
no.
Move.
This
hi.
Is a baby.
Right.
She was right.
She was like, this is a baby.
She was right. The sound clip was right.
This
exactly
is a baby.
Right.
See,
right now, Ashley is. This is a baby.
That's why she has so many followers.
This is a baby.
Right.
My brain doesn't move that fast.
Right.
We noticed.
Oh, we got here.
Let's hear her brain now.
Can you imagine a baby smoking her joint?
Yes.
Are you ready?
La 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 la.
Oh, good.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high.
Yo, just relax.
I was gonna get up.
Oh, you're putting it in between.
But then I got high. La la. My room is still messed up, and I know why. Why, man?
Poopy!
Because I got high. Because I got high.
Woo!
Because I got high.
My brain is fine.
There she is now.
Hi.
That was actually your brain.
Eric's going to hate you for that. So I'm going to say that all the time now. Hi.
Hi.
I'm drinking.
This is why he has that shed outside.
The shed.
The shed.
Shed.
The shed outside.
The shed.
Well, AJ sounds.
No, but I will later.
Did you see the, so we had a picnic yesterday, and it was me, Keith, Alan, and Stu. We're in a picture, and we thought, oh, this looks like a band picture.
Yes, I saw it.
So we posted on Facebook
right.
And asked the tribe to name the band.
The stuff they came up with is awesome, but my favorite band name was Peaked in High School.
Oh.
That was the best one.
I put in COVID-19.
I liked a lot of, a lot of mean stuff, a lot of face for radio bits, a lot of that.
Are you still this though? Oh, sorry.
One of my favorites was 2020.
Right.
The year's a disaster, right?
Yeah.
So if there was a band that was a disaster, it would be our band.
Disaster band, yeah.
Right. And then there was one. Chastastic Voyage.
I like that one too. That's a good
okay,
one.
Okay, that was creative. Weed. That was weed influenced.
Yeah, right. So we want to thank the tribe for that.
It's really excellent. Yeah, there's a million great
you
responses.
You want to laugh? Scroll through that. It's on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page.
Emma said, band name, I don't know, but Keith needs vitamin D.
Oh, I do. Right. I probably have scurvy or whatever you got.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably?
Rickets. Rickets is vitamin D.
Rickets.
It doesn't matter.
Scurvy
no
is no vitamin C.
Right. Nice, Phil. Good.
All right.
Well, yeah, it's Phil.
Right.
Feel free to throw it with the roof.
Time now for Boss Keith's top five.
All right. So today's list is the top five things. It's not really pet peeves. It's more the top five things I just can't stand that someone does when I'm either with them or in life.
Talking?
Does anyone want to guess?
I'm going to say talk to him.
Using breathing. LOL.
So these are not strangers.
Right, I do hate that.
I
but
do
that
on purpose.
Yeah, it's from it's from people I know.
Right, not strangers.
Oh, gotcha,
got
okay.
Got it.
So number five, yawn. Okay, so if you want to yawn Monday at 10, we're like on the couch or whatever, that's fine, no problem, yawn. You want to yawn at work, great, yawn. But on a Saturday night, and it's my time, and it's 11 p.m., and you're yawning, I'm mad. You're not allowed to yawn. You hold that in. Have an Adderall. Do something.
Oh
but you
God.
Can't. I can't. If doctor prescribed Adderall. But you are not allowed to yawn on Saturday and Friday nights. I don't care. Pandemic, no pandemic. There is no yawning at nighttime on weekend nights.
Who's the person who did this?
Everybody. It's
kids run caffeine now.
Right, it says that I'm boring, but, you know, it's worse. It's worse on vacation. I make all these elaborate plans or whatever, and then it's 11, and people are like, no,
I've heard you're annoying to go out with because you can't just go to one place. It's like seven
every
stops.
Every 20 minutes.
Right, and then nobody yawns. If we're moving every 20 minutes, there's no time to yawn because we're already, you got to pound this drink and we got to go to the next place.
Well, oh, my food came. Get up. We're leaving.
But you're exhausted from the run.
When the world was better, I was the best time. Now it's just like yawning and whatever. So
it's,
no yawning.
It's like a traveling stand-up comedian, though. Wherever we go, he's yelling and telling jokes.
Right.
And everyone's just like looking at him. He's like holding court.
Last Saturday, I hadn't seen a friend in 5 years, and we went to dinner.
And so
I was animated. I was up. I was excited. And he goes, you know, the whole restaurant can hear everything you're saying. I go, I hope they like it.
Yeah. We were getting dirty looks at the GW Tavern because he was so loud. People were looking at me. I was just shrugging like, I don't know.
I just point to him.
Number four, checking your phone while we're at the movies. Now, I used to be real nuts about people checking their phone, like, when we're just together. So if you and I go out to dinner and you're checking your phone a whole bunch, I used to be mad about that. I'm not mad about that anymore.
Because you do it.
I'm better. I try not to do it, and I'm chill about it. Because, you know, what? I don't know, maybe you're a fake doctor. Who knows? But when we're at the movies, you got to put your phone away. I can't deal with the bright screen. So movies are now open again. Tenet is going to come out on Labor Day weekend, the Christopher Nolan movie. I'm going to go to that. Whoever goes with me, you have to put your phone away. I cannot deal with bright phone nonsense.
When are you going?
Labor Day weekend.
I'm busy.
Right. It's number four. Number three, using fake phrases to make you seem smart. So I get a lot of emails. Here are phrases currently that I hate. Make it disruptive. That's a big one. Meaning, like, we got to change it up. Instead of saying, we got to change it up, we're going to make it disruptive. We're going to punt on this one, which means we're going to, like, take this topic and give up on it. Instead of just saying, like, this is going to work out. Or my least favorite, which is a hot buzzword, is pivot.
Pivot. I was just writing that down.
Pivot.
Pivot means, I screwed this up. We should start over. But instead, if you say pivot, it just seems like you're, like, super smart. But you're not. You screwed up. It's your fault. We're not going to pivot. We screwed up. We're going to do it over.
Oh, watch any news channel. It's every other sentence.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, they say pivot all the... It has become one of the hottest phrases of 2020 to sound more intelligent or edgy, and I hate it. So that's number three. Number two, people who don't eat when we go to dinner. So we're at dinner, you have to eat. I get it. You had a big lunch. Not my fault. We had these plans.
Yes.
You have to eat.
Right.
Eat something. Who does that?
Everyone does it. This is a phenomenon. You haven't been to dinner with someone who's like, oh, I'll just have a salad. Or no, I'm dieting. Or I had a big... No. If we have... If it's a spontaneous dinner, I get it.
So
but
it's
if,
not.
Who just turned down the donuts?
But it's this is different. I already had breakfast.
Yes, it is.
I didn't
spitting,
know there was.
All right, well, some people have lunch.
All the
I didn't know there were going to be donuts. So
there's so much yelling.
That's what I'm thinking. He's yelling, and people are like, "I'm not going to eat with this guy spitting."
He's a freaking lunatic.
Next week,
spitting in my food.
If there's going to be donuts, text me at 6:15 and say there's going to be donuts, and then I would have donuts, and we have a plan. And then it would be rude
if
I came in here.
We didn't know because it was a lovely surprise.
What? Either way, you're fine. Either way, if we're going to dinner, you're eating. All right? Everybody get it?
We're eating. No, we're not just eating. We can't eat a salad.
Right.
We have to eat.
Right.
You have
like,
to
like
eat
a steak.
We got to get appetizers.
You have to eat and you can't yawn.
I want the lasagna. It's a Chinese restaurant, though.
Oh, right. That's a double whammy. If you're yawning and not eating, we're done here. Like, I'm going home. Right.
We're not going out to
which means we go home early.
And the number one thing I can't stand that people do is they misspell my name. Now, this doesn't happen a lot to me because my name's pretty normal. Keith is not hard to spell. But we have two people in the building that spell their name different than regular people do.
So Alan?
Alan and Kristen. So Alan spells Alan with two L's, which
that's
is weird.
Right way.
And an A instead of an E.
Right.
Right. And right. Kristen Alan. Spells her name with an I.
Two L's is not weird, right?
Alan.
No, most Alan is A-L-E-N, isn't
no,
it?
No,
A-L-L-E-N.
A-L-L-E-N.
I think Alan spells
you don't
it the
even
right
know!
Way.
Either way, they spell it different than the regular people. And I'm on a lot of emails with Kristen and Alan. And, man, how many people spell their names wrong? Oh, all of them. Everybody. It happens all the time. And I get mad for them. And I've said to the both of them, you should write back. Like, I'm not going to respond to this email unless you spell my name correctly. And they say, like, you're crazy. Get out of my office.
What are you mad about, Kaif?
Right. So that's how people... So they spell K-I-E because it's I before E. That's what people do.
Right.
So that's the only time. But Alan and Kristen get it all the time. And in the email... It's Alan spelled correctly. When you type his email address, you think you'd be able to get it right in the goddamn
email. So this
email
is internal. This is not strangers.
Oh, right. Or it's like, you know, it's all right. Yeah. Oh, those two. When I get emails with Kristen and Alan on it, people spell it wrong. They should just delete the goddamn emails.
I'm just curious.
How many emails went to this wrong box?
Right.
Right. Oh, Alan loses tons of emails because they spell it A with just one L.
Right. Never
all
gets
the time.
To him.
Yeah.
You know what? The next time he does a list, we should hook up to his blood pressure and see what happens.
I love that.
The heart monitor.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm so mad today.
Phil
it's
has
the weekend.
I got a text from a listener. It must be Keith's loving, non-confrontational personality that keeps people from yawning.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.